About anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the Word of God in the book of 1 Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 1, beginning at verse 9. Hannah got up after they ate and drank at Shiloh. Eli the priest was sitting on a chair by the doorpost of the Lord's tabernacle. Deeply hurt, Hannah prayed to the Lord and wept with many tears. Making a vow, she pleaded, "Lord of hosts, if you will take a notice of your servant's affliction, remember and not forget me, and give your servant a son. I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and his hair will never be cut." While she continued praying in the Lord's presence, Eli watched her lips. Hannah was praying silently, and though her lips were moving, her voice could not be heard. Eli thought she was drunk and scolded her. "How long are you going to be drunk? Get rid of your wine." "No, my Lord," Hannah replied. "I'm a woman with a broken heart. I haven't had any wine or beer. I've been pouring out my heart before the Lord. Don't think of me as a wicked woman. I've been praying from the depth of my anguish and resentment." Eli responded, "Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant the petition you've requested from him." "May your servant find favor with you," she replied. Then Hannah went on her way. She ate and no longer looked despondent. The next morning, Elkanah and Hannah got up early to bow in worship before the Lord. Afterward, they returned home to Ramah. Then Elkanah was intimate with his wife Hannah, and the Lord remembered her. After some time, Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel because she said, "I requested him from the Lord." When Elkanah and all his household went up to make the annual sacrifice and his vow offering to the Lord, Hannah did not go and explain to her husband, "After the child is weaned, I'll take him to appear in the Lord's presence and to stay there permanently." Her husband Elkanah replied, Do what you think is best and stay here until you've weaned him. May the Lord confirm your word." So Hannah stayed there and nursed her son until she weaned him. When she had weaned him, she took him with her to Shiloh, as well as a 3-year-old bull, half a bushel of flour, and a jar of wine. Though the boy was still young, she took him to the Lord's house at Shiloh. Then they slaughtered the bull and brought the boy to Eli. "Please, my Lord," she said, "as sure as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. I prayed for this boy, and since the Lord gave me what I asked him for, I now give the boy to the Lord. For as long as he lives, he is given to the Lord." Then he bowed in worship to the Lord there. Verses 9 through 28, 1 Samuel chapter 1. Then looking in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 7. "Keep asking and it will be given to you. Keep searching and you will find. Keep knocking and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who searches finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. What man among you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, How much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want others to do for you, do also the same for them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who go through it. How narrow is the gate, and difficult the road that leads to life, and few find it. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves. You'll recognize them by their fruit. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? In the same way, every good tree produces good fruit, but a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit. Neither can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that doesn't produce good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So you'll recognize them by their fruit. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name, drive out demons in your name, and do many miracles in your name? Then I will announce to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you lawbreakers. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a sensible man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell, the rivers rose, and the winds blew and pounded that house. Yet it didn't collapse because its foundation was on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and doesn't act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, the rivers rose, the winds blew and pounded that house, and it collapsed, and its collapse was great. When Jesus had finished this sermon, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, because he was teaching them like one who had authority and not like their scribes. Verses 7 to 29, Matthew chapter 7. Lord, thank you once again for the wisdom, the grace, the power, the anointing, the light that permeates your word. Thank you for the blessings that are ours as we take time to read and meditate on your word and thus spend time one-on-one with you. Thank you for the privilege that's ours to do that each and every day. Anoint us all afresh with the spirit of prayer. More and more empower us to be the praying church you've called us to be. And Lord, more and more, teach us how to pray. Empower us to live prayer-filled lives. And thank you for the grace that is ours as we do just that. Teach us more and more to be the house of prayer and mold us to be the house of prayer you would have us to be. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Hey, Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I just want to say thank you so much for your promises. Your promises are good. Your promises are true. You're faithful to provide. Father, all that Pastor Joseph just read is just so good. Thank you so much for the scriptures and all the truth that's within it. And thank you so much for being a personal and experiential God, that you don't leave us just wandering in dry places, but Father, you fill us. You fill us with your word. You fill us with your love. You are so good. Father, thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you so much for his blood that brings us closer to you and brings us into access of your kingdom. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We're continuing to remind you about two important projects or events that AFA is sponsoring. The Ten Commandments Project Speech Challenge gets underway June 1st, just a few days away, and we're inviting any and all young people that would like to be a part of this. We're asking each participant to write a speech or have someone to help them write a speech on the topic, why are the Ten Commandments important? And we're suggesting that the speeches would be 3 to 5 minutes long. However, any length they do is welcome. Also, please, we're inviting you to use your cell phone or any other means that will work to help record the speech, and you can upload it at afr.net AFR.net/10 commandments. Again, that's AFR.net/10 commandments. And remember, this project is a discipleship project, and the young person can write the speech themselves, or they can get dad or mom or someone else to help them with it. Or if they'd like for us to help them with the speech, just give us a call at 662-844-5036, extension 381. And we've had the privilege of doing this project over a period of years, and it's been very rewarding, and it's been great to see the wonderful way God uses young people and children to speak truth that will bless the world. So we look forward to having your children or grandchildren or young people that may be a part of your church to participate in the project. If you have further questions, again, you can go to AFR.net/10 commandments, or you can give us a call at 662-844-5036, extension 381. Also upcoming is the American Family Association AFA at the Ark 2024. The dates for this event are October 31st through November 2nd. And this event does include tours of the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter. The cost is $225 for adults 18 and older, $100 for children ages 3 to 17, and children 2 and under are free. The trip does include transportation to the Creation Museum and Ark Encounter from the hotel. Also, lunch for both days of the tour is included. And look for a special presentation by Answers in Genesis Vice President of Educational Content, Dr. Georgia Purdom. Also, expect a special presentation at the Ark by Answers in Genesis speaker Brian Osborne, and much, much more. To register for this great event, you can go to afa.net/events. Again, that's afa.net/events, and click on AFA at the Ark. Again, we hope that you'll prayerfully consider being a part of both of these upcoming projects or events. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Let me just mention today we're looking at the overall topic of students in the school of prayer. And let me just mention that I'm going to get a chance to share some about the book that I had the privilege of writing. The book is entitled The Intercession Chronicles. And one of the things I want to share is that this book, it's fiction. However, it has some very important elements of discipleship and truth about prayer. And so we're encouraging you to prayerfully consider getting the book to strengthen and set your prayer life on fire, and or a tool, using it, we're encouraging you to use it as a tool to disciple your children and strengthen their prayer life as well. Let me just mention, at the back of the book, it has a prayer guide that has 10 Bible-based prayers, and we would my encouragement to you is that you'll take the time to begin to pray these prayers every single day. Now, let me mention, if you're wanting the prayer guide apart from the book, you simply can email us at joseph@afr.net, and we'll be glad to send you the prayer guide. So it's not obviously that you have to read the book to get the prayer guide, but the prayer guide is at the back of the book. But we're encouraging you to prayerfully consider getting the book as, again, a tool to help set your prayer life on fire, but also a tool to help set your children's prayer life on fire as well. In my almost 50 years as a pastor, I found that everyone can use help, strength, and encouragement in their prayer life. So hope that you'll stay tuned and listen and learn as we share some about my book entitled The Intercession Chronicles. And by the way, of course, if you'd like to get a copy of the book, you can either email me at joseph@afr.net. And I would mention that purchasing the book directly from me is a means whereby you can help support the wonderful ministry, the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center Ministry, our mobile medical pregnancy ministry that functions in the Mississippi Delta. But of course, certainly, if you'd like to get it through some other way, certainly you can get it through the AFA bookstore, resources.afa.net, or any of a number of places on amazon.com, lots of other places where it's available as well. But either way, we hope that you'll consider getting it. Lord, thank you for each and every one of our prayer lives. Bless each and every one of our prayer lives. Indeed, expand their territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them. Keep them from evil that they may not cause pain. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We'll be right back.
the sky was so far away. Sometimes it seemed it stood so close. You could touch it, but your heart would break. Sometimes the morning came too soon. Sometimes the day could be so hot. There was so much work left to do, but so much you'd already done. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. And I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Sometimes I think of Abraham, one star he saw had been lit for me. He was a stranger in this land, and I am that no less than he. And on this road to righteousness, sometimes the climb can be so steep. I may falter in my steps, but never be. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God.
The music of Rich Mullins with Sometimes by Step. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at our overall topic of students in the school of prayer. And one of the encouragements we want to encourage you with today is to be mindful of this. You and I are wise every day of our life to pray the prayer, to ask God, like his disciples, to ask and pray this prayer. Lord, teach us how to pray. Now you might think, well, I know how to pray. Well, you know some about prayer, and so do I. But all of us, all of our life, if we're wise, we will stay and remain to be students in the school of prayer and never graduate for this reason. There's more the Holy Spirit wants to teach all of us about prayer. God wants us to always be growing in our fruitfulness as prayer warriors. And there's so much God accomplishes through our prayer lives. So it should be our goal to become mighty prayer warriors who accomplish much in our lives through our prayer. So the Word of God tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing. So if God says to us to pray without ceasing, apparently prayer is very important. Apparently, in fact, it's much more important than we grasp, because God wants us to have a continual flow of grace that comes as we walk with him in prayer. Lord, thank you again for each of our prayer lives. Anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace that would cause us to grow and become much more fruitful and effective and efficient in our life of prayer. Teach us how to pray without ceasing, and empower us to do that more and more. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And so again, we'll be sharing some just a little later from my book, The Intercession Chronicles. But again, my encouragement is that you'll consider, prayerfully consider getting the book to strengthen and set your own prayer life on fire, as well as our encouragement is that you will literally take the time to pray through the prayer guide at the back of the book on a daily basis, because each of the prayers, including prayers such as a salvation prayer, the Lord's Prayer, praying the Ten Commandments, the prayer of Jabez, and others, it's a very fruitful way to strengthen your prayer life and become much more productive as a servant in the kingdom of God. I'm going to take time now to share an article. I'd invite you to email us to get a copy as well. The article carries the title, Students in the School of Prayer. Matthew 7, verses 7 to 11. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. But what person is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf of bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? So if you, despite being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Again, Matthew 7, 7 to 11. And then Mark 1, 35. In the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house and went away to a secluded place and was praying there. Again, Mark 1, 35. Prayer, what is it? It's talking to and listening to God. It's walking in close fellowship with God. It's our intimate walk with Christ. The disciples of our Lord and Savior walked and talked and learned from the Lord. They watched and observed him. They saw him love, interact with, and move amongst the Jewish people. In all of this activity, as they walked with him, one critical request that they asked of him was this: Lord, teach us to pray. See Luke 11, 1 to 4. Apparently, something about Christ, his prayer life, and the results that he received made them want to know how to pray like he did. Well, this is actually a wise prayer for each of us to pray too. Lord, teach me how to pray. Be aware that knowing how to pray effectively can change everything in your life. The Lord commanded us to pray without ceasing. Apparently, prayer is extremely important since God commands us to do this continually. Yet we need to be wise enough to ask him, Lord, teach me how to pray without ceasing. Guide, tutor, and instruct me as to how to do this. We genuinely need to expand our definition and understanding of prayer and what prayer actually is. A wise prayer to pray daily to strengthen your prayer life is this one. Lord, bless my prayer life indeed. Expand its territory. Place your hand anew upon my prayer life. Keep my prayer life from evil that it may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, amen. This is, of course, praying the prayer of Jabez over your prayer life. See Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Reading and meditating on the Word of God is a form of prayer. It's a form of communing with our Heavenly Father. It's a kind of prayer that is heavy on the listening side of prayer. The following is one way to pray the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for all of us that are part of our listening family, and thank you for all of us as the church, and thank you for us as a nation as well, Lord. Today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High habitation. No evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash a foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent we trample underfoot, because we have set our love upon you. Therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. May we be wise enough to be students in the school of prayer that never, ever graduate. Our Heavenly Father always has more to teach each and every one of us about prayer and how to pray more fruitfully. Staying in the quote-unquote school, is simply a wise way to live as we walk with Christ. Again, the title of this article, again, Students in the School of Prayer. If you wanted to get a copy of it, simply email us. Again, my email, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. I want to share one more article as well. This one is entitled Accessing the Vast Ocean of God's Grace. Again, Accessing the Vast Ocean of God's Grace. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. I'm going to read that one more time. Listen again to what it says. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. Again, 2 Chronicles 16:9. And then 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. Again, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 through 10. The great servant of the Lord, John Wesley, used the term means of grace, referring to spiritual disciplines or spiritual habits. Though this term may not be used a great deal today, it's probably a much more encouraging and useful phrase than spiritual disciplines is. The term explains what using these tools accomplishes for us in our lives. We cannot earn grace. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in his mercy and grace, came into this world. He lived, he died on the cross to pay for our sins, and then rose again from the dead 3 days later. It's through this work he made the ocean of God's grace abundantly available to us. How do we gain access to this ocean of grace? One of the wonderful tools is a means of grace to which we need to give serious attention, and it's simple yet profound. We might call this a key to the storehouse of God's unlimited grace. What is that key? Matthew 7, verses 7 to 12. "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." Again, Matthew 7, verses 7 to 12. Let's be wise enough to come to the ocean of God's grace in prayer. Let's be wise enough not to come to the ocean of God's grace in prayer with only a teaspoon. At least bring a 2 or 3 gallon jug, or better yet, bring a tanker truck with a pump. On any given day, God will allow you to pray as much as you will. In fact, he commands us to pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Why is it important that we pray continually in obedience to the Lord? So that we may fulfill our calling to be doers of the word, James 1:22. Also, there's so much more work in our lives to be done that only God can do. And bigger than that, there's so much work in the world and in the kingdom of God to be done. We must pray for more laborers to be sent into God's harvest. We must pray for God to send forth missionaries. We're wise to pray for ourselves and others in the body of Christ to be boldly giving our time, talent, and treasure to the work of the building of God's kingdom every single day. God stands ready to do more in and for any believer who is wise and obedient enough to ask for more from him in prayer, a lot more. Why not pray a prayer like the prayer of Jabez every day, and then expect and watch God answer it every single day? Again, the title of that second article, Accessing the Vast Ocean of God's Grace. Now, again, we're talking today at the topic, Students in the School of Prayer. And Isaac, I'm going to ask if you'll kind of jump in here, and of course, we may have to pick up on the other side of the break, though, but you had an important question to ask as well.
Yeah, I noticed that a lot of the verses in between that you were quoting referenced an alignment between our will and God's will, of God looking for people that lined up with his desires, and that whenever he found that's whenever the movement started to happen. So like I had a verse pulled up earlier, James 4:3, and when you ask, you don't get it because your motives are all wrong. You want only what will give you pleasure. So asking the question, well, then what should our pleasures be? Exactly what you were just reading and looking at, it should be God's pleasures. Pleasures should be God's pleasures. We should love each other because Jesus first loved us. And so I think that in going in prayer, that there's two main things right there. Mm-hmm. That right there, number one, we need that alignment of God's will and mm-hmm. God's way, that we need to look at our desires and see, is this me being a facilitator for Jesus's love? Mm-hmm. Or is it me just trying to do something myself?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you make a great point. You know, the Word of God is the will of God. So when we pray the Word, we don't have to wonder, well, is this what God really wants? God, when we pray according to God's Word, God will answer that. And He'll answer it every time.
And I love how, like, in your book, The Intercession Chronicles, you've mentioned several times there's prayers that are biblically based at the end. Mm-hmm. A lot of the stories can, like, if you're not thinking about prayer this way, a lot of those stories might throw you off a little bit. But mm-hmm. if you're thinking about stuff this way, you can read through those stories and be really encouraged in your prayer life and then read the ending stuff and know that, okay, if I work on practicing these prayers, I know for a fact that I'm praying God's will because this is Scripture.
Exactly. And, you know, I think of just like we've mentioned the prayer of Jabez. That's a prayer. Every day you pray it, God will always answer it.
Mm-hmm.
And it glorifies Him and it builds His kingdom as well as it blesses us as well, a tool for blessing us too. And so we're wise to pray according to the Word and the will of God every single day.
Absolutely.
Lord, thank you again for every one of us that is listening today and all those who've lifted up in prayer today. And thank you for each of our prayer lives. In a much greater way, bless each and every one of our prayer lives. Indeed, expand their territories. Cause your hand to be mighty upon them. Keep them from evil that they may not cause pain. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, today we're looking at the topic, again, a student in the school of prayer. We'll be right back. Music from Vertical Worship with Yes, I Will. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're looking today at the topic, students in the school of prayer, and may it be the goal for each and every one of us to always remain students in Christ's school of prayer, students who never graduate, because as more the Holy Spirit is ready to teach us, the Holy Spirit is our divine tutor that is always ready to teach us and empower us in our prayer lives. I'm going to share some from the book I had the privilege of writing entitled The Intercession Chronicles. And again, we're encouraging you to take the time to get a copy of the book to strengthen and set your own prayer life on fire, but also to encourage you to help you to learn more about insights about prayer. And again, it does have a prayer guide like the prayer guide that we've often sent out to listeners who inquire, just who want to email, or just the prayer guide itself. But that prayer guide is at the back of the book. But I'm going to share from chapter one of the book, and I think you'll be able to pick up on some of the insights and the reasons why, yes, it's a book of fiction, but it's very much meant to teach you important insights and truths about prayer to greatly strengthen your prayer life. Again, the Intercession Chronicles, chapter one. I tell you, before I read chapter one, I'm going to share the message on the back of the book. It simply says this: what difference did it make that I prayed or didn't pray today? Or did it really matter at all? What critically important place does prayer have in the life of anyone's life, in your life or anyone's life? Or are you too busy to pray? Important questions. This story/parable about prayer, that is this book about prayer, both explores these questions and helps to answer them. Jesse Lenore is a common man and an extraordinary man at the same time. He's common in that he looks and appears to be pretty ordinary. But Jesse is a man who takes prayer very seriously. And that's what makes him and his life extraordinary. Because of his walk with God and his prayer life, angels are at work very aggressively and fruitfully in and around his life. Read the story about Jesse's extraordinary life. Again, this is the first of the series, The Intercession Chronicles, Book 1. Chapter 1, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Again, Philippians 4, 6 and 7. I, Elijah, the chronicling angel, would like to share a story that draws together a number of perspectives. The perspectives focus around the life of Jesse Lenore. And not only Jesse Lenore, but also the prayer and intercession that was invested in and over his life. Prayers and intercession prayed and sacrificially poured out largely by Jennie Mae Lenore, Jesse's mother, and Jesse himself. My goal in sharing this story is to help you better learn and comprehend the value and powerful place prayer and intercession needs to hold in the work of and the building of the kingdom of God and in the lives of believers. It's critical for believers to grasp this truth, that believers are called to live lives given to prayer. They are, in fact, called to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. And chapter subtitle, When Mama Prayed. I remember as a child that Mama was a woman who took prayer very, very seriously. It seemed to me that to Mama, spending time talking to the Lord was one of the most important responsibilities in the world. As best as I can remember, Mama got up early in the morning every morning, got on her knees, and spent time talking with the Lord. Mama seemed to spend a long time every day having conversations with the Lord, thanking and praising Him, singing to Him, and sometimes laughing with Him. Seems she had a good time with the Lord every morning. Yep, each morning she'd get up, get down on her knees, and prop up next to her bed, and just spend time talking with Jesus. It seemed to me that the whole world stood still when Mama prayed. Not only the world, but heaven too. In my child's mind, I imagine hearing the Lord on His throne in heaven saying to the angels and the seraphim and cherubim, "Y'all be still and hush now. My daughter Jennie Mae is praying, and I need to hear every word so I can answer her every prayer." Mama prayed for many different things, but I believe she probably prayed more for us, her 8 children, than anything else. She prayed for me, Jesse, the oldest, Emin, Chris, Jean, Grace, Vicky, Earl, and Al. A blanket of prayer. When you were young and it was cold outside, with a blanket I covered you with care. Now that you are older and the world is much colder, I now cover you with a blanket of prayer. Author unknown. Then Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Again, Hebrews 1:14. And let me pause here in the reading from chapter 1. Keep in mind, part of the goal behind the stories that are shared is to help us to better understand that, number one, every believer is called to live a vibrant life of prayer. But also keep in mind, too, something that if I was to continue reading, of course, it would begin to talk about the conversation between two angels, a supervising angel and one of his assistant angels. And one of the things that is very true is that through our prayer life, God will often use angels to answer prayer. Each of us have one or more angels assigned to us, and God will often use our angels to answer our prayers. And the more we pray, the busier we can cause our angels to be. And if there's such a thing as bored angels, then some believers, because of their lack of prayer, have some bored angels on their hands. So it's important to understand we should seek to keep our, Well, we should seek to be very prayerful, which in turn can cause our angels to be pretty busy. So interesting truths drawn from Scripture that really are real, whether people understand them or not, though. So, but Isaac, wanted to check to see, was there something further you wanted to share about any of the topics we've talked about so far?
Yeah, sure. In the second segment, we talked a little bit about the importance of prayer and growing in it, and the importance of your prayers aligning with God's will and how awesome that is. But there's another thing that I've been learning about prayer recently that I've been kind of excited about. Mm-hmm. So in the parable of the seeds, the seed that fell among the thorns represents those who hear God's word, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the worries of this life and the lure of wealth, so no fruit is produced. Mm-hmm. So there are people that start to grow, but their fruit is choked out by worries of this world. And then later on, there's a story of Peter stepping out of the boat where there's a storm, Jesus is walking towards him, and Peter says, "Hey, Jesus, if it's you, really you, call me out to you." And he steps out, he's walking on water for a little bit, sees the waves and winds, gets scared, and then he starts to sink. And Jesus is like, "Well, why'd you start to doubt? You like, why'd you let doubt win?" But in that moment, you see him walking deeply rooted, and then the worries choke out the fruit. Mm-hmm. And so while we have these big, massive prayers, there's a layer of faith, I think, that we should strive to really grow in. That if I'm not seeing something that I expect to see, if I'm not seeing the response I expect, I think I shouldn't blame God for that, but I should really desire to see, is there anything I'm holding on to? Is there more of God's will that I could learn about? Is there more faith that I can walk in? Is there more God that I can focus on? I think it should just be a desire to grow more and to get more deeply rooted and to really strive to not let those weeds choke us out.
Mm. You know, you touch on a number of important truths to consider, and amongst other things, you were touching on the idea that just like Peter got distracted from focusing on Christ and therefore he started to sink. And, you know, it's critical that we live in such a way that we keep our focus on Christ. And as we keep focused on Christ, we can avoid being distracted. We live in a world full of distractions. You know, we live there. You could call them live in a world full of weapons of mass distraction all over the place. But the reality is it's important that we live a life where we focus on the Word of God. We focus on living a life of prayer where we're talking and walking in close, intimate fellowship with the Lord, and always living in a listening mode, listening for the voice of the Holy Spirit as well. All of those are important elements that relate to our prayer life as well.
Absolutely. And reading stories like the stories in the Intercession Chronicles that can really like grow and challenge your faith, it's like keeping those two principles in mind, I think, just make those stories like even more powerful. Seeing phenomenal miracles and then thinking, okay, am I focusing on God's will? Mm-hmm. And am I staying absolutely focused on that?
Mm. You know, and again, thank you again just for the insights that you've shared there, Isaac, as well. I would mention, too, at the back of the book, as I've mentioned, that it is a prayer guide that, of course, obviously, when listeners email and say, hey, can I get a copy of the Kingdom Prayers Prayer Guide? And we're glad to share that with you. But, of course, the 10 prayers included at the back of the book are number one, a prayer for salvation. Number two, the Lord's Prayer. Number three, the prayer of Jabez. Number four, praying the 10 commandments. Number five, a daily prayer for wisdom, like the prayer of Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3. And then a prayer like the prayer Isaiah prayed. Number six, the prayer like Isaiah prayed, asking God to use him. Then number seven, a prayer like the Apostle Paul prayed right after he got saved, asking God, what do you want me to do? And the eighth prayer, of course, specifically is a prayer similar to the prayer Jehoshaphat prayed in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12. And then the ninth prayer is Psalm 91. And, of course, we're encouraging believers to pray through all these prayers every day. It doesn't take but a few minutes, but it's very wise. But praying Psalm 91 every day is just wise because we live in such a crazy, dangerous world. And in this crazy, dangerous world, no one can protect us like the Lord can. And then the final prayer is the prayer based on Aaron's prayer of blessing found in Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 to 27. So again, this prayer guide is at the back of the book, The Intercession Chronicles. And once you've read the book, our encouragement is that you'll make it a goal to pray through these prayers every day. But now keep in mind, as I've mentioned, if you'd like to get a copy of the prayer guide, Kingdom Prayers, just email us and we're glad to get it to you. Again, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Lord, thank you again for all of our prayer lives. Anoint us all afresh with the spirit of prayer today. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, we've been looking today at the topic, Students in the School of Prayer. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of your life, today is a wonderful day to give your heart to Christ, to give your life to Christ, and be saved. If you want to commit your heart and life and all to the Lord Jesus Christ today, would you from your heart simply pray this prayer with us even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins and all the wrongs I've done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess. Lord, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, right now, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to be the person you want me to be. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to obey you and follow you daily. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, we're very much wanting to be in touch with you. We'd like to email you and share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like to get to you things, including the Kingdom Prayers Prayer Guide, amongst other things as well. Again, my email, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get that information to you. Please email us again, joseph@afr.net. If you're wanting copies of either of the articles we shared, the two articles entitled Students in the School of Prayer and Accessing the Vast Ocean of God's Grace, same email, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get them to you. And of course, if you want the Kingdom Prayers Prayer Guide, glad to send it to you as well. Same email, joseph@afr.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.